This is the Life and Business by Human Design show. And on this week's episode, we are going to dive into an area of our human design chart that I haven't focused on previously. We are going to look at the human design environments and how we can apply those environments to our business. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Life and Business by Human Design show. I am your host, Caroline Linder, master coach and human design junkie. And this show is all about what it takes to create sustainable success in your life and business, whatever success looks and sounds and feels like to you. I want to welcome you to this show. This is a place where you can really tap into what is it that makes you uniquely you? What can you learn and know and discover and trust within yourself that you can then take in order to create a massive impact in the world? We're going to talk human design. We're going to have interviews with amazing people. This is a show where it all comes together and you can truly begin to create your life and business by human design. Let's get into it. Well, hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Life and Business by Human Design show. I'm your host, Caroline. And as promised last week, we are back with an epic episode talking about human design environments. So this is an area of the chart that I haven't talked about on the podcast previously. And I actually want to dedicate this episode to an amazing lady that I don't know who asked a question inside a Facebook group about if she could use human design to help her understand how she could like organize her business and what environments she should be in order to do business so that she could basically create more alignment. And at the time I saw this question, I thought, this is such an interesting question. This is something that we really need to talk about. And so I jotted that little idea down, and this episode is dedicated to her and to that question that she asked. So in human design, one of the aspects that we look at when it comes to the variable arrows that are around the head in your human design chart or on your human design chart, one of the aspects is the environments. And so basically there are six key environments that you may notice appear in the information panel. And it's dependent on the left or right facing arrow and then the colors and tones of the arrow. It's the bottom left arrow. So around the head, there are four arrows on a traditional chart. It's the bottom left arrow. And then based on which way it faces, the tone and the color, ultimately you end up with one of six environments that is your most aligned environment. Now, often in human design, this will get talked about in terms of like the best places and spaces for you to be in. People might have conversations about you being, you know, a bit of a traveler if you say have valleys, or, you know, someone who likes to be in spaces with a lot of energy and a lot of movement if you maybe have markets. But what I want to talk about today is I actually want to apply the environment specifically to business. And inside our Business by Human Design blueprints, we talk about this when it comes to decisions and planning, because getting into your most aligned environment can be really helpful when it comes to planning in your business. It can also be helpful, though, when it comes to thinking about the way you execute in your business and the way you organize your business, which is actually the question that the lady in the Facebook group was asking. So what I thought we would do is we would go through and just talk about each of the six environments with just a few tips and tricks of what you would want to think about if you have that environment. So as I said, the environment will show up on the information panel and you will have one of six options. You'll have caves, kitchens, markets, valleys, mountains, or shores. And you may have other words with that. You may have internal, external, you might have high, low. There's different nuances to it. But for today, we're just going to talk about the six environments themselves and how we could capitalize, I guess, on those environments when it comes to our business. I thought this might be helpful. So as we go through this, I would really encourage you to just think, okay, how could I create a bit more of that? How could I align with that a bit more in my business? That's really the question that you want to be asking. So if you have a caves environment, so we're going to start with the caves environment, then you like to be in spaces and places that feel safe to you, where you feel like you're in control of the experience that you are having. I'm a caves environment. One of the things that I have noticed is I like to return to places that I've been to before. I also like to be able to control my environment. You might notice that when I go to a restaurant or a cafe, I like to be in the corner so that I can kind of look out and see. And so really it's about wanting to control experiences, wanting to control like where you are and who's there with you. People with caves environment also love to be able to have spaces where there's only like one or a couple of entrances and they feel like supported and secure and able to have control over that. So yes, I guess you could probably say that those of us with caves environment, and the people that know me won't be surprised, have some control tendencies. But when it comes to business, this is really worth thinking about. I want to give you a real life example. So one of the most popular places for me to actually run my business is from inside my car, sitting down by the ocean. So I am lucky enough to live only 5 minutes from the ocean. I love the ocean. I love spending time in the ocean. I love listening to the ocean. But one of the things that I have spent many, many, many hours doing is sitting down by the water in my car, working on my laptop. And it wasn't until I really had a good think about that situation that I realized that basically what I was doing was creating a cave whilst also by the ocean. The cave, of course, being my car, where I had control over the environment. I had control who came in. I had control where I was. So that's an example of how a caves environment could show up. And if you have this environment, think about ways that you can create safe places and have control over those spaces when it comes to doing business. You might have an office that you love because it's your little den, it's your little space. That would make sense if you are a caves environment. All right, enough about me and working from the car. Let's move on to the other environments. So the next environment that you might have is a kitchen's environment. So kitchen's environments are really about bringing things and people together. The way that I love to think about this environment is it's like a melting pot. So you are someone, if you have a kitchen's environment, where you love to be inspired and create together with people. You get energy from community and you want to be in that community. So you will likely like being in spaces and places that bring things and people together, and giving yourself the opportunity to do that, even if you're a solopreneur, is super, super important. You want to be in spaces where there's melting pots of ideas and perspectives that you can really bring together and create something amazing. If this is you, you're probably going to want to get out and network. You're probably going to want to get out and spend time with people. Maybe you do that virtually, maybe you do that in person, but you are most inspired when you're in those spaces and places where things are coming together and ideas are getting talked about and people are contributing different things. I love to think about the kitchen's environment as if you are in a kitchen, you're all standing around the kitchen bench, there, you're making the most amazing meal and everyone is contributing their little piece to it. That is something that you really want to bring into your business. So it's time to have a think about how you could do that if you have a kitchen's environment. All right, next we have our markets environment. So if you have a markets environment, then you like to be in spaces and places that feel busy and where you feel like you can trade value with people. So this is why it's a markets environment. And this is such an interesting one for business because you want to feel like there's the back and forth and the trading value with people. So you will thrive in business. You will thrive when you're able to create value, create something that's going to actually contribute to the world. And you really enjoy having that opportunity to have things moving back and forward and trading backward and forward. So give yourself the opportunity to be in those spaces. Details will be important to you. You'll want to create value for people and then have the opportunity to trade that value. So bringing that into your business can be an amazing way to just get more alignment happening when it comes to your business if you have markets as your environment. All right, next up, we have our mountains environment. So if you have a mountains environment, then you like to be in spaces and places where you can see everything from above. It's kind of self-explanatory. You like to be up high and be able to look down to gain perspective. A lot of mountains people love to be in nature, in the stillness, and to have that space for clarity. So if you have mountains environment, it can be really worthwhile thinking about, okay, how can I get into those high up spaces? How can I have the opportunity to have a wider perspective on what you are doing rather than being at the same level that the activity is happening? So you could physically do this by visiting mountains. Being up in tall buildings often feels good for mountains people, but really it's more about being across the high level picture of something. So when this comes to your business, you're going to want to take time to work on your business, not just in your business. You're going to want to be able to zoom out and look down on your business as a whole and really see the bigger picture and the bigger perspective. That is super important for you. So gift yourself the time in your business to be able to lean into that mountains environment, whether you do that physically or whether you do that more metaphorically in terms of the projects that you're working on. All right, then we have our valleys environment. So those traditionally, we talk about those with a valleys environment often being travelers. They're often international travelers. They want to move between spaces and places and they want to build relationships, and communication is very, very important to them. So you will likely love to be in spaces and places that are an information hub. I always find this one really interesting when I'm working with clients who maybe are solopreneurs or in the post-COVID world do work a lot by themselves. That is not always the most ideal environment for them to be in. So really thinking about like opportunities, if you're a valleys environment, for you to move from space to space and to build those relationships and have opportunities for communication. One extra little piece that I love to add for the valleys is a lot of people with valleys environment will place a great importance on sound. So it will be very important to you how you hear things, where you hear things, the kinds of sounds that you are around. If you are a valleys environment, it might be time to get out and actually start moving around and building the relationships, having the opportunities for communication and allowing yourself to be in those information hubs, whatever that looks like for you and your business specifically. So that's our valleys environments. That brings us to our final environment, which is our shores environment. I love this one. So with our shores environment, traditionally in the information around human design, it's about two environments meeting. So it's a shore as a border. And often it's talked about having water involved. So you might have a natural shoreline like a lake or the ocean, or you can have a man-made shoreline, like an artificial shoreline. But it's really, the energy is actually about the opportunity to see a different viewpoint or to see the other side or to see from the outside. So if you have a shores environment, you like to be in spaces and places where two environments meet. Often there's water involved. But really, it's about allowing you to see something from a different perspective or a perspective that you couldn't see previously because of where you were. I love to get my clients with shores environments to actually experiment with taking themselves to a Shores environment, particularly if that's not something that you do regularly. I've found with a lot of my clients with Shores environment, they're already doing this. So they already love to be by the ocean, or they have a lake or a river near their house and they just go for walks there because they just feel naturally drawn to that space. If you have a Shores environment and you're not already doing things like that, then I always encourage my clients to get out and experience those Shores physically, but then also to allow themselves the opportunity to start to think about Shores from the perspective of other sides, the outside, different viewpoints, different angles. One of the strengths in business of someone with a Shores environment is often being able to see the opposite. It's often being able to see both sides of the coin when they allow themselves to do that. And that's powerful in business, to be able to see two opposing points of view or two, you know, potentially opposite ways of attacking something. So that is the gift of someone with the Shores environment. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of the six environments. And as I said, this episode was kicked off by that question. And what I would love you to take the time to think about now that we have moved through the environments is, number one, which environment do you have and how does it resonate with you? What does it mean to you? And then how can you use the aspects of that environment and bring them into your business more? As we've gone through this, I've shared a few practical examples, but in the end, it's going to be personal to you and the way you experience your environment. So I can't wait to hear how you go as you experiment with that and think about how you can bring more aspects of your environment in. As always, I'm putting it out there and I'm saying I would love you to slide into my DMs and let me know what environment are you and what are you going to experiment with when it comes to your environment? What are the things that you're going to give a red hot go and maybe do a little bit differently now that you understand your environment and we've taken some time to kind of look at it through the lens of business and how you could apply things to your business? So please don't hesitate to send me that DM or flick me an email and let me know how it all resonates for you and what you're going to be experimenting with. Because in the end, this information is only valuable to you if you then go and experiment with it and then ultimately have the transformation through that experimentation. So I'd love to know how you go. As I mentioned, we do talk about environments in the decision-making and planning section of our Business by Human Design Blueprint. So if you haven't already ordered your personalized blueprint, now is an amazing time to do that. I will make sure all the links are around this. And I really hope that this has got you thinking and really, you know, strategizing and planning for maybe how you could do things slightly differently based on your human design environment. I will be back next week with another amazing episode. Until then, if you have not yet, hit subscribe, follow, like, shared with a friend, done all the things to help us get the word out to more people, please go ahead and do that now. We would absolutely appreciate that. I would absolutely appreciate that. And until next week, I hope you have an amazing week.